I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance. And as for fortune,
Wintermode the second with the Ralph Wintermode show, and there is conclusive evidence how to break the state income tax, the alleged, and the federal income tax. But it takes a great understanding. I put out my first brief here on a lot of it, and we're going to take on the 1099s. If these guys want to do battle and try to put Richard in jail for a $12,000 alleged debt that does not exist for 40 years, that takes priority. We are going to bust these bastards out in the open, pardon my French. I have had enough of these guys. I can't download into people like Ratchet, Rappert, or anybody else. All of my knowledge, because that's not what they do. But I can write it up, and we're going to make this thing happen. We are. And it is so black and white when you see it. And I learned it was I listened to Judge Senek up there. I listened very carefully to their words. He has some understanding of what's going on. Hauser, the prosecutor, is zero zits. He's dumber than a rock. He has no clue what's going on. And the judge had to call a break up there and go outside and probably chewed his tush big time. And then he come back and he primed him with what to say. Well, we countered that real quick. They can't save it, which we're going to get to in this next hour. So, go ahead. John in California, you got a question? Let me read you one statement here. This is part of...
Right.
Let me read you two statements here first.
Okay.
Because this is right on point to what you're talking about. Well, you're just logic. You just got ahead of me. God, it's amazing to have thinking people listening.
Well, thanks.
You must not be a Democrat and voting for Hillary.
Well, anyway, thanks for that, Ralph.
Minimum filing requirements. Full year Minnesota residents are required to file a Minnesota income tax return form M1 if they are required to file a federal return. Now, that's first thing, okay? Now, they quoted in this a case that's out of tax court, which is inquisitorial, and they give us a statute dose. So let's read it. The commissioner, that's of Minnesota, may audit and adjust the taxpayer's computation of federal taxable income. This is their authority. The taxpayer's computation of federal taxable income. Does that sound like they can make this up, or you got to do it?
It sounds to me like they're making it up over his signature.
No, but you have to volunteer. And
yeah, you get a volunteer by putting your signature on
it. The judge made the distinction in court. He said, you don't have to file the 1040, but it has to come from your computation. So you have to have filled it out, but not filed it. The obligation is, you don't have to create the obligation, but you have to have filled it out. Then you put that line 43 on the M1, but they're making they're trying to take the 1099s, which we're going to get into, which are, it's like trying to take excrement and run it through the rules of evidence of a business record, and it comes out as an organic garden.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. But anyway, you have to volunteer. You have to provide the computation. They can't do it. Period. It says us or write in their own statute. We done, folks. Ball game over. You out. Anyway, go ahead with your question now. That's what, and California's will be the same way. You have to take the your computation, not have to be filed, but that computation from line 43, a federal taxable income, when you get through with all this nonsense of gross minus deductions. But you have to take that number, and there is also is two words that they can never get around. It's always embedded. They have to use gross income. They have to use taxable income, and the killer is taxable year. They always embed that. They will use calendar year. Those two words, calendar year goes to taxable year. Those two words will be embedded in the stuff, in their regulation, very innocuous, but that blows them out of the water if you know what to do. Okay, go ahead with your question now.
Okay, how did Rappert get into court? Was he reacting to the notice of deficiency, and did he...
That's a good question. We had a detective involved in another thing, gold coins, which was a whole bunch of nonsense. They had a detective come out, and he saw some unopened IRS letters and some 1099s. He sends an email, which Rappert got a hold of. Hey, we can get this booed. Let's have the Minnesota people go after him on unopened IRS stuff and on a 1099s that don't mean diddly squat about anything. Totally vindictive. And that's in testimony. We'll eventually get that done. But it means nothing. And this guy, do you have any training in the IRS code? No. Do you know what it means? No. Worse, you operate on probable cause, Bubba. Do you not know that the IRS or the Minnesota operates on, they have a power? This court has said this. They have the power of inquisition of taxpayers. You must make a determination that you volunteer. The judge even said that. Volunteer. You must become a taxpayer. That then opens the door for the power of inquisition. No probable cause. Courts have said so because there's no crime. You must say, I am a taxpayer. Then you say, oh, okay, come on in and investigate and make my life hell.
Okay, and is this a special tax court in Minnesota, or is it a regular Minnesota state court that can be go to an appeals court that can eventually go to the Minnesota Supreme Court?
This is a county court, and I don't know where it goes.
Okay.
I haven't researched that out, but I can tell you one thing. We sure as a hell am not going to the Eighth Circuit. We'd head off to the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, which is the only constitutional national court left.
Oh, that's right.
The only one in existence. 1 through 11, and the D.C. court, or you might as well go pee in the... Just nothing. There's nothing there.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, look, Ralph, thanks a lot, Ralph. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye.
We've got another caller here, Rick in South Carolina. You're up. What's your question, comment on our subject?
Ralph, how are you doing? I'm in the merchant processing business, and one of my merchants was charged with tax evasion by the IRS. They arrested him, threw him in jail. And
I'm sorry, wait a minute. Restate that whole thing. I didn't quite understand that. Tell me that again.
Okay. I'm in the credit card processing business, and one of my merchants, they arrested him for the last 10 years earning $2.5 million and not filing any taxes and claiming to be tax exempt and stuff. And so they subpoenaed me to appear before the grand jury last week, and so I appeared before the grand jury, and they asked me a bunch of questions relating to his income. At the bottom of the statement, it says taxable income, and the attorney for the Treasury says, "What is that?"
Yep.
I said, I don't know what that is, but I know that has something to do with the law that George Bush signed into just before he left in 2008, which required the reporting of taxable income by my merchants, you see. So
okay, well, they don't have taxable income. Taxable income has been around way before George Bush. That happens. That started a long, long time ago. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so what George Bush did was force the merchants or the processors to report to the IRS their income as it runs through a merchant account. So that's what George Bush did. But anyway, so he was on my view.
Let me interrupt. Do you have that statute? Because I can tell you right now, it's what you're telling me is not true. But go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Send it to me, and I'll do a brief analysis, and I'll tell you why it's smoke. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. And then he was wanting to know my views. He said, do you know, like, he was trying to make it sound like I was, what do they call it? Not a free man, but they try to label you like, what's not a free man? He says, are you like a sovereign? Yeah, he said sovereign. And I said, well, I said, I believe in the right to self-determination. I said, a person has a right to self-determination, don't they? And he sort of nods, yeah. And I said, and the country has a right to self-determination, don't they? And he goes, right, yeah. And I said, well, you give me your definition of sovereign, and I'll tell you what I disagree or what I agree with, you know, as far as that goes. Then he goes, well, I don't really care about knowing about what a sovereign is. But anyway, the long and short of it is, he said, what did I know, you know, what were my views on stuff? He's trying to nail, what I had to do possibly with this guy's taxes. And I said, well, what I do now is I was listening to the radio, and I was talking about your program. I didn't mention your name or anything, but I said, I was listening to this radio program, and he was saying that a grand jury doesn't have probable cause, but they only have, I probably didn't use the word correctly, but I said they don't have jurisdiction unless they can prove that he's a taxpayer under the law. So he has to lawfully be proven to be a taxpayer for you to have a grand jury hearing. And he sort of nodded his head saying, like, no, like he disagreed with it. And so that was the... I really don't know enough to nail the guy.
Let me give you some idea. Do you send? Are they wanting you to send 1099s out? Is that what they want from you?
They stole his computer, and then they found emails from me to him requesting information.
What do they think you should done that you haven't done? Send 1099s? Or what?
No. They wanted me to clarify the evidence that they had. They weren't. I was a witness against my customer.
Right, but what are they wanting from you? Your records? Is that what they're wanting?
Like the application where he applied for a merchant account.
If you have any of that information, you send it to me, and I'll take a little bit. I know enough about it. I'll give you some assistance, give you some ideas, something you can really put your teeth into.
He's got two children, and so what I told his wife, he's got like a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old. His wife has been panicking. He's been in jail. They would refuse to give him any bail, so they've been holding him in the jail, and she gets half an hour a week to see him. That's it.
Do you have the case number?
Yeah, I got my subpoena.
Do you have my email address?
I emailed you and I didn't hear back from you. I had no way to contact you.
Put IRS in the subject matter, because I'm getting up to 1,000 of these damn things a day. It's just unbelievable. I'm getting swamped with nonsense. Everything from penis enlargement to Asian girls to how to get rich to Nigeria to nonsense.
I've emailed you several times.
Put IRS in the subject matter, and then I will find you.
Okay. And I'll attach my...
I need the state and the case number, and if it's got a division, so the name. So, you know, it'll be like 1-something-CR-something-else. It'll be format. Send me that and see if this guy is is he open to really fighting these guys, or does he just want to negotiate and walk?
He's scared he's going to spend 40 years in jail. So he's got an attorney helping him, but I don't think she knows what he's doing.
Do you know what the name of the attorney is?
I can get it, but okay.
Well, let me know. Okay. Send me an email. Send me this stuff. I'll give you some. If he really wants to win, which I think it can be done, but that's up to him. You have to have the will to fight, because they plant this fear in, and it's fear because we do not understand the game.
Yeah.
Imagine getting into a chess game, a tournament for your life, and you don't know the rules of why the knight hops around on the board and the pawn goes ahead or goes sideways. If you don't know the rules of the game, you ought to be scared.
Yeah,
and I guarantee he has no clue.
No, he doesn't.
No, Very few people do.
Yeah. Send me some stuff,
and we'll see. Maybe there's something we can do to save the guy. Okay?
Yeah. Well, what's your email address?
Ralph.
Make sure I got the right one.
Ralph@AlaskaMinuteman.com and put the IRS in the subject matter.
Okay.
So I can find it. Just put IRS up. And then regardless of what it's about, so I can find it out of all this frickin' say I'm being deluged with nonsense.
And when would you get back to me, you think? My name's Rick, okay, just so you know.
Well, do you have my phone number?
No. What is your phone number?
907-357-8003 or 907-355-8304. Okay?
Okay. Appreciate it very much, Ralph.
Not a problem. I'm in this for one thing.
Yeah.
I want to take names and put these people in H-E double L, and I want to get a credit card so we can make sure that there's plenty of gas to keep it hot.
Okay. I think we can do that. I hope we can do that.
I'm working on it. I'm telling you, looks like they come out just like Richard. 40 years for $12,000? You got to be kidding me. This is beyond the pale.
Let me ask you this. So I told his wife, I said, listen, I said, if your attorney would send a letter to the grand jury, you know, attorney and say, listen, I need to know what grounds you have that he's a taxpayer, that you can prove lawfully that he's a taxpayer.
They won't answer. They don't have to answer. Let me ask you this. This is an important. Has he been filing or not filing?
Not filing.
Great. That's where he wants to be.
Yeah.
Is he running through a trust or a company or his own name?
No, LLC and trust and a lot of different LLCs.
Yeah, a lot of that. So that makes life complicated, but it's still not insurmountable. It's better to have it under your own name.
Oh.
But anyways. Uh-huh. Okay, well, anyway, get back at us. We'll continue on.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I'll send it right now, Ralph. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, bye.
Okay.
So, this is the information they sent out. Minnesota residents are required to file a Minnesota income tax return if they're required to file a federal return. Well, how do I get qualified to file a federal return? I volunteer, and even the judge said that. Volunteer. Really? Isn't that just dang special? Isn't that just really special? So you need me to volunteer. Because you see, in the inquisitorial world, there is no known legal duty. People have been saying that for years. There is no known legal duty. Well, how does that happen? I've got the evidence. I know how they do it now because they've told us. They need our signature to be a citizen of the United States. That's what they used against John Thornton up in Minnesota, not taxpayer, but same thing, because in Minnesota, if you sign up, register to vote as a citizen of the United States to vote, you then are considered a taxpayer and can take a write-off when you donate to Lion Hillary. That's the benefit. But they put it all in one statute in Minnesota. They tied it together all in one statute. So a citizen of the United States, registered voter, by the way, the 15th Amendment, there is no right of suffrage to vote as a citizen of the United States. It's a federal citizen manufactured in 1866 for black people. They have the same rights as white citizens. Could they have naturalized the blacks in 1866? Of course. They didn't do it in 1866. They memorialized it in the 14th, subject to the jurisdiction thereof. This is the game they play all the time when you get into statutory reading what to mean. It says subject to. Well, there's about six or eight definitions of what subject to means. Back in a minute.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Okay, well, we're back here, and I just read off the statute right in Minnesota. It's their stuff. They don't even read their own stuff. How do we know that? In this thing Robert did in this, they had two people get in there. See, that's why they never let the Internal Revenue Service employees get on the stands at Books and Records. Because if you actually have an understanding of what's going on, you could run them up and down the flagpole like you see at the fairs where they hit the thing and it goes, boom! You could do it so many times that I'm telling you what, that guy would just walk out of there with his head ringing. That's what happened in Robert's case. This guy gets around. He's the auditor. He does the examination. He says it comes from line 43 of the federal taxable income, comes from line 43 of the form. But they don't provide any forms. He then makes this giant leap that it's income from a 1099. There's no statutory authority for it because it says right here, this is their statutory authority. The commissioner may audit and adjust the taxpayer's computation and a taxpayer's compensation, not his, of the federal taxable income. Well, he gets into the thing and he said, oh, yeah, man, I'm a senior. He's got a corn cob stuffed up. He's like he's touche like most of them do. I am so impressed with myself. Wow, am I important. I got a college degree. A BS. He gets in there. Oh, I am very qualified in internal revenue laws. I am very qualified in Minnesota revenue laws. I look up the codes if I don't know what they mean. That's all on the record. We have this transcript of it. I sent that out to the list. Oh, so man, you're the man. Are you a public officer? I don't even know what it is. Do you have an oath of office? I have no idea. Well, you have no discretion. You are what is called an inquisitor. An inquisitor is somebody that has the power of inquisition if somebody is a taxpayer. In that world of inquisitions, you have to admit, as soon as they have something that says you are a citizen of the United States or something that says I am a taxpayer by your signature, that empowers them with the power of inquisition. That's the way it works. Okay? So he's off doing his inquisitional power. He's not a public officer. He can't do anything. He admits it. Then it gets down to, well, let's see here. We got this thing. It says federal taxable income. And you got numbers in there. And we had to be careful how we worded the thing. In the performance of your duties, are you aware of? Okay, that gets around the conclusionary nonsense. I listened to these. That's the first day we was in there. I had to get the feel for the judge and how he operates and you have to get the rules of the corrupt game. So, in the performance of your duties, and are you aware of that Minnesota has a statute that has adopted Title 61, or Title 26, Section 61, gross income? No. My jaw dropped. Are you aware of that the Minnesota revenue statute has adopted taxable income out of Title 26, Section 63? No. Now, wait a minute here. I'm thinking, is this guy, is a blooming idiot? He's used to testifying in a trial by jury. He can lie his butt off. He just got to qualifying himself that he is the man. And the two things that he has to use to do a, quote, estimated audit of a federal taxable income, and he don't even know the statute of taxable income in the Minnesota or the Internal Revenue Code? You got to be kidding me. I let it become, that judge was, I was not allowed to sit at the table, the hallowed table. I was about 2 or 3 feet from it, about 3 feet from it maybe. I could sit next to the bar, inside the bar. I could touch Richard, but I couldn't sit at the table, which is irrelevant. That's the hallowed for the criminals. I wouldn't want to sit at the criminals' table either. You got to be a criminal to be there. When he did that, I was, whoops, back in a minute.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Okay, well, we're back here, and anybody that thinks that the headless fourth branch of government, everything we're talking about today has application to everybody in all walks of life. We are being ruled by agencies. We are in the inquisitorial world of the Matrix. It's made up. Headless, that's why FDR came out in 1937 with the 400-page research done by the government. Headless fourth branch of government. These are many governments, external establishments. The tax court is an external establishment. It sits outside of our Constitution. And the only way it can reach back in is through prescribing law, which is under 5 U.S.C. 551, number 4, which Texas brought up in amnesty down in Texas. Texas and 25 states, led by Texas. Prescribing law is subsidy regulations by publishing in the Federal Register. A proposed rule and a final rule, and 30 days later. So what we are being ruled today is by legal notice in the Federal Register. Hundreds of thousands of these things a year. And the IRS has said, we don't even prescribe law. They say it. And if you know to read the Federal Register stuff, it says, we're not doing 553B. They said that after the 1954 code, 1 day later. They put it right in the very first book of Subtitle A. They quote that Federal Register, they leave out paragraph 4, because we're on a need to know and we don't need to know. You might actually read it. The IRS does not have any subsidy regulations that have the force and effect of law. There is no known legal duty. It's an illusion. It's a con. Taxable year, taxable income, withholding agent, and the definition of taxpayer are killer issues to these people. Taxable year is always buried in their stuff. Taxable income and gross income, the states can't exist without those. Otherwise, they can't piggyback on it. They have to use some of the basic terms, have to mean the same exact damn thing in both. And it is conclusive in North Carolina, and it's conclusive in Minnesota only. And the judge said this. It's voluntary, and it's the computation. And this idiot that testified for the state of Minnesota that thought he was so damn smart. Oh, yeah, well, we get the rule for 43, the taxable income, and we put it in over here. That's what gets us going in. Well, I made a decision to use 1099s. Well, really? And then the guy impeaches himself and says, I don't even know that Minnesota has adopted gross income, 61. I don't even know that Minnesota is using their statute number, which is the same as 63, taxable income. And I just did an audit on 63, taxable income. Of course, it's not signed by anybody. And we're supposed to believe this? I let that judge. I was sitting there, and I turned very quickly, per orderliness, and started writing. And I'm watching him out of the corner of my eye. He's watching me. He knew. The scintilla of the con just got blown totally out of the water. And it wasn't too very shortly later, all of a sudden, he calls an unscheduled break. He takes a couple steps, goes behind a wall, there's no door, he walks away, and the Hauser, the prosecutor, I turn and look at him, and his suit tail is hanging out. He's like somebody hollered fire. He's going through the swinging gate of the bar. And they're gone, I don't know, 5-10 minutes. Comes back, and they tried to get around it. Well, there's no legal obligation. We didn't say that. There's no obligation by him making an estimated. The issue is there is no taxable year liability. Why is that important? Don't get in the pot. Because taxable year, they use tax year. And I proved that tax year and taxable year, we even got him to agree to the same thing. Taxable year is taxable income is computed. Taxable income is under Section 63. Is computed under Subtitle A. That is the killer, because taxable year limits it only to Subtitle A. Well, then the next question is, who can withhold under titles Subtitle A? Withholding agent. For any tax required to deduct and withhold any tax is a withholding agent, and it's only for those foreigners, non-resident aliens, foreign corporations, and foreign organizations with a hold harmless clause. That's 7701A16. They done. Boy, that judge did not want to do anything to do with withholding agent. He shut Richard down. We're not going to allow you to talk about that. And he did a wordsmith. It's holding agent. He left out withholding. This is the game that these guys play that are lawyers. They wordsmith. And unless you're sitting there listening and paying extreme caution or attention to what's going on, you'll miss it. Well, I was just listening, and I caught it immediately. So we'll see. Monday, they're going to come back, supposedly, with a determination of a directed verdict or not. If they know what's good for them, they'll grant it, and they could grant it without telling anybody really anything of what's going on, without an explanation. The average person would never have a clue. Well, he just made an error, and he didn't provide the essential elements. What does he have to provide, Hauser? He has to provide what? That he was required to file a 1040. Now, you see, this guy is acting like he's doing substitute for returns that the IRS agents do under 6020B. Well, the chief law officer, Mr. Wilkins, of the Internal Revenue Criminals, put out chief counsel notices. He said, this is the way we do it in the inquisitorial world. If you are going to do a substitute for return, you must file a 4549 form, you must file an 866A form, and you must file a form 13496. Their manual says, don't give the people that last one, 13496. It's irrelevant. I've blown those out of the water. It's irrelevant. But let them play that game. The bankruptcy court will not authorize a substitute for return for a write-off. You have to have agreed with your signature before you can get a write-off when you go to bankruptcy court, because they know it's worthless. So this guy is acting, and we ask him about those forms. He hadn't heard of them. Well, you're doing a substitute for return. Are you authorized to do a substitute for return and make a determination of federal taxable income, Bubba? He had no idea. Sir, you did this taxable income, or you were of the five types of internal revenue laws. Why is that important? Because you have to make a determination to be a taxpayer. And what is a taxpayer? 7701, this is Title 26, A14. It's a real short. The term taxpayer means any person. That's the subject. Subject two, that's the operative part. Any internal revenue tax. So you take them separate and you use the amazing, powerful sine qua non, S-I-N-E space Q-U-A space N-O-N. It's like an equation. 1 + 1 = 2. You got to have the 1, you got to have the plus, you got to have the 1, and the equal is sine qua non for 2 to be true. So you take this, and he did not want to let this taxpayer stuff in. Why? Well, you have to be a taxpayer. Well, if the Title 28, Section 2201 of the federal will not allow the courts to make that determination, the regulation, which is strictly procedural, which is 601.201 of the CFRs, has no force and effect of law, how do I get to be a damn taxpayer? How did I get in the pot? Oh, I signed up to be a registered voter. We could do it that way because I'm a citizen of the United States, which is a taxpayer. I could have signed maybe a W-9 that says I'm a citizen of the United States to go as a contractor. Somewhere my signature hooks me and they're not going to tell me. But they still can't do the state stuff unless you have filled out a Form 1040. You don't have to file it. The judge made that point. Fine, I agree. But that number has to come from you, the taxpayer. You say, I am a taxpayer. I'm going to fill out a 10 form because I want some benefit. It's an implied in law contract. I want some benefit. I want to vote for Hillary and write it off. I want to vote for a criminal and make money doing it. Fine. What's the killer issue on taxpayer? You go with the first one. There are three essential elements that have to be proven to be a taxpayer. In the definition of taxpayer, any person. That's in 7701A1. So how do you structure this? You put it into a thing. Any person. So the first essential element is, am I an individual, a trust, a state, a partnership, association, a company, or a corporation? And the next one has to be true, too. Subject two. You'll find this in the 14th Amendment. You see, the first part, born or naturalized. Born in and naturalized. Naturalized as a citizen of the United States. But it's subject to. How do I get subject to? Well, you got to be one of these. Liable, subordinate, or inferior, or obedient to, governed or affected by, or provided that, or provided or answerable. Which one of them is it? You got to sign up to be a 14th Amendment citizen. Because that's how, otherwise, why would they pay subject to? Why wouldn't they just say everybody born or naturalized is a citizen of the United States and a resident of a state? The fiction. The next one, and. What's the next one that's got to be? It says, and the next one says, any internal revenue tax. Well, which ones are there? There are five. They redid them in 1960. And Amy Bunk showed me how they did it in November. And in December, they put the final part that says, by the way, this has no force and effect of law. Well, it's not under 553. They didn't put it in the same one. And she showed me how to read their, it's in the first book that they put out, how to read it. Thank you, Amy. Anyway, any internal revenue tax. So if I'm a taxpayer, do you think they might want to have to figure out in my subtitle A, income taxes? Subtitle B, gifts, estate. Subtitle C, employment taxes, which is out of social slavery out of 1935. That's a statutory employer. Or subtitle D, a bunch of excise taxes on nonsense stuff, which doesn't have anything. Or subtitle E, alcohol, firearms, and tobacco. See, I ought to have some fun with this guy. Because he's, I said, well, subtitle E. I said, oh, you know, I'll bet you're doing subtitle E. I plead guilty. I've been making some moonshine down in the basement. Damn, that's good stuff. Would you like a little? Are you wanting me a tax on that? You think I ought to pay tax on that moonshine, Bubba? Oh, by the way, because you're dumber than a damn rock, that's a stamp tax, by the way. But that we won't let the facts get in the way that you don't have a clue what you're talking about. This guy impeached himself, big time. And the collector, the guy that did collections, he comes in behind and he does the same exact thing. Hauser didn't even know how to correct the problem. The prosecutor had no idea. He did not know what was going on. The judge knew. He picked up on it. I let him know that I knew. Because I overplayed my part. Just to let him know, to make damn sure that he knew. And he called a little break, trying to help the prosecutor. I bet he chewed him up one side and down the other. And that's when I told Rappert, I said, ball game's over. They got nothing, and the only thing that they could even hung their hat on, the guy that did the calculations for federal taxable income, doesn't even know where he got the statute or what the requirements are. That's like an auditor saying, well, let's see, I'm an auditor. Did you go to school on how to do audits? No, I don't know anything about that. I couldn't believe it. I could not have asked for a better impeachment statement out of these two people by the state than they did. I don't have a clue of the two things that this whole thing supposedly stands on that isn't even correct to begin with. Not only the fact that the judge said it's got to be voluntary. The judge knows that. And they put out stuff, there has to be a federal tax form, at least calculated. Their assessor says they have to be required to file a federal form. That doesn't exist. That's an essential element for the state to move in every state. It's in North Carolina. It'll be in, California, when you have to take a line from the Form 1040. Is that not conclusive that there has to exist a Form 1040? I have to be a taxpayer in that world first, required a federal income tax or a federal determination that you're a taxpayer is only made by your signature. That's the short story. And now we get into the 1099s. Oh, well, I've been doing lots of, cause I spent yesterday and last night, so I finally gave it up here, doing research on the 1099s. And see, that's one of the things about Westlaw, too. They give you different hints about different stuff, too, which is, I like their help. I like their help, you know. And I'll take help from any place I can get it. Statements required in case of backup withholding. This is 26 CFR 31.6051, number 4-4. Statements required from the payer. That's somebody you're working for. By the way, this non-employee compensation is not defined unless you are in the railroad retirement stuff, unless you are getting dividends or the other one, I forget, bonds. Then they define it, but you're already in the pot. Well, wait a minute. That's all nothing to do with me. I'm not on the railroad. I'm not getting dividends and we're not doing any bonding. So what's it say here? prescribed form. This is their regulation. I believe these people tell us the truth. The prescribed form for the statement required by this section is Form 1099. In the case of any reportable interest or dividend payment as defined by 3406B2. Thank you. That's a subtitle C. The prescribed form is the Form 1099 required for 1.6042-4 for the chapter relating to payments of dividends. Nothing there. Back in a minute.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, we're back here, and anyway, to finish up this 1099, they gave you the section here, and it's for reportable interest or dividend payments, and they give the section. It is for relating to payments of dividends. Nope. Relating to payments of patronage dividends. I don't have a clue what the heck that is. Payments of interest or original issue discount. Duh, we done. Wait a minute here. And then you go down and look on the bottom line of they're using this stuff, and they give their source of authorities back in Part 31, back done to 1960, Subtitle C. But wait a minute here. I just said taxable year for 2008, 9, 10, and 12. This taxable income is computed only under Subtitle A. So what the hell are we doing over in Subtitle C? Duh. Oh, I don't even know that there are five types of taxes. ISO smart? Right. These guys have impeached themselves so many times because they are used to doing trial by juries. They sit there and they bombard the whole trial with non-essential facts of what people think they know is true. Oh, did you do a check here? This check so-and-so, that check so-and-so, this wages so-and-so, this 1099 so-and-so, you bought gold coin. So what the hell has that got to do with the price of tea? The actual essential elements of the charge. And their requirement says required to file in their charge against Rappert. Well, guess what? Their own information required to file only exists if Rappert has volunteered. And he has letters from the IRS that said everything's on hold. We don't even know if you're required to file or do anything. Oh, we don't want to hear from those letters from the Internal Revenue criminals. This case is won. I don't know when, how. And the little lady that withheld the money is open now because she is open to lawsuit for withholding money from his payment. And as soon as we get the transcript for that part, we've already got all we need. It's under oath. She testified to doing it. Ooh, that's not a good thing to do, lady. Because 7701A, 16 on 1461, the only time that the IRS protects you is if you've done it for those three people ahead. And I know for a fact, Richard is not a non-resident alien, he's not a foreign corporation, and he's not a foreign organization. This is a complicated nonsense stuff, because we can beat them with their statutory stuff, which says, you judge, got your hands tied, shut the hell up and learn to read. Same with you, Mr. Hauser. And your two top guys don't have a clue of how they accomplished any of this. We just did it. Really. The two foundational statutes for what you are supposedly acting on upon, you don't even know where they are in the Minnesota Revenue Code or the Internal Revenue Code. I couldn't have made up a better response. Unbelievable. Maybe there was some providence here involved. I don't know. I just couldn't believe it. I told Richard, this case is won. I don't know. I mean, when you're dealing with Lucifer, for the principalities of evil, they could do anything. But see, the interesting part is, in a bench trial, which thanks to Richard, that judge has to tie the law and the facts together, and he can't do it. Now, he would have to impeach himself. He can do that. I don't think he will. I think he'll wash his hands of the thing. Because the third day we were there, that man looked like he had aged 10 years or better, and he was not a happy camper. He knew he was on a sinking ship. And the prosecutor sitting over there, he's a smug little guy, with the older guy with a white beard and typical, you know, been in a job for, he's the head guy for the county, been there for God knows what. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. Got some information, and watch out for the federales. They're everywhere. Go see Hillary's America. Wake up.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners, or maybe some joint aid, or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.